Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Robin.
You want to make an announcement about what's going on?
Okay. Mr. President, members of council, we discovered a technical issue, and we are not going to be able to broadcast via the website right now. We are recording this, so this recording will go up on our website, hopefully sometime later today or this afternoon. We are still broadcasting by the phone, and the phone is, they'll be able to hear the audio, but obviously not see anything. And once we get this problem isolated, hopefully by this afternoon, so the public hearings this afternoon will be broadcasted. But for now, we are going to go forward with our council meeting. And first item of business is the Western Sussex Business Campus. As I was saying earlier, we are joined today by officials from the city of Sevier, including Mayor Genshaw. Without further ado, they are here to present and discuss a very interesting and promising proposal that we are very excited about. So, Mayor Genshaw, thanks for being here.
And as the mayor comes down with the city manager, Mr. Anderson, I think we should certainly recognize that Mr. Anderson was awarded Delta Local Government's City Manager of the Year, which I think was a great thing.
Thank you.
And we were very proud of that. Charles has been a great leader through some very challenging times and helped us through some very tough decisions at the city of Sevier. And as you guys know, when you have someone in that kind of role leading your government, it really makes everything else a lot easier. So, but I'd also like to say today in the audience joining us is our Director of Economic Development, Tricia Newcomer, who certainly helps us in all these things. So, but we're here today, and we appreciate this opportunity. We're here today to present something to you all that we're calling the Western Sussex Business Campus. That's kind of the name we've put on it. It's an opportunity that ties into the vision of the city of Sevier, which is to grow jobs, but it equally ties into the vision of Sussex County, and that is also to grow jobs in Sevier and in Western Sussex. So, great. Next slide. Perfect. So this is the piece of land we are talking about. Just to give you a reference, the road that is coming down from the right to the left is coming down from Route 13, and if you're familiar with Sevier, the Walmart-Lowe's intersection, that's Herring Run Road. This property is just north of Governor Ross's mansion. The Sevier High School is just south of this. Sevier has two business industrial parks surrounding this property that is completely sold out and full. Sevier bought this property back in the 90s with hopes of, again, backfilling some lost jobs at DuPont. This land has sat vacant for years, and we finally made a decision a couple years ago to start investing in infrastructure. And we have slowly been working through that process for an entrance on the north side of Parcel A. And we're moving along with some site plans and things like that. But something changed recently in that we have received a letter of intent from a major developer to buy half of this park. And with the purchase of half of this park, once the infrastructure is in, they commit to build a $4 to $6 million building. We're not through with the details of this agreement yet, so I'll leave the name of that developer out. But this is a very well-known, very successful developer of industrial parks. Our hope is they have built a park fairly close to us that has 85 acres. And in that park, over 15 years, that park now employs 1,100 people. We're very hopeful that this property would offer the same type of opportunity. Sevier has always been a draw for jobs for Western Sussex, dating all the way back to the river and then the railroad, then DuPont. But we have great belief that this opportunity in Sevier is great and that this company that's wishing to build these buildings is going to be very successful. So we're looking and seeking a partnership with Sussex County. So our city manager is going to walk through the infrastructure and let you know where we are with that.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd just like to thank the County Council for giving us some time this morning to discuss this project. As our mayor has stated, this is a concept development plan of the Western Sussex Business Campus. It is located, as the mayor stated, adjacent to a lot of infrastructure, water towers, large sewer mains that we have in the area. Our plan for development, because it is such a large piece of land, over 100 acres, is to develop it in phases. So Herring Run Road there at the top of the page would be where the initial entrance would be created. The property is broken down into three phases. The first phase would be the first four lots as you come in on either side of that entrance road. And That cost for phase one to develop those four lots and make them shovel-ready would be about $1.9 million. Our schedule right now, we're going through the final phases of project approval, plan development with our engineers, which we've already been in process for about 18 to 24 months. Our plan right now is to start construction in early spring of 2021, and then if things move forward, we should be ready with those first four lots to accommodate the developer's request in the fall of 2021. So we're right there, just about ready to get started once the weather breaks next year. We've done our DOT traffic impact study. Our entrance design is complete, so we're moving forward.
This developer their intent is to build a campus with very high-end covenants so that the building structures will be either brick or
tilt-up construction.
So we expect this to be, again, a very high-end park that people will be very proud of. Curbing completely different than our other two parks. This will have a theme and be very, again, attract high-end. Again, this company's done a very good job at what they do and been very successful, so that's why we're excited that they're here. So again, we see the opportunity, again, is to bring jobs to Seaford. Seaford's going to put money into this project, but we're also going to continue to pursue bond money through our state legislators. Also, we're going after the Transportation Infrastructure Fund money. We have an application in for that. We'll also be hitting the Prosperity Partnership and everybody else to help be partners in this. And you know, we've been in touch with the governor to make him aware of what we're trying to do to also bring him on board and the state on board. But the opportunity to bring Sussex County on as a partner would add velocity to this project, which would mean a lot to this developer, would mean a lot to the potential jobs that this could bring to not only Seaford but Western Sussex. So with that, Charles and I and Tricia would be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions of council?
I do.
Mr. Riley.
So I had the question this morning on the radio of who's going to build and own the buildings? And would that be the developer? Would that be you? Would that be the county?
Yeah, our traditional model is we sell the land to developers, so they own the building. We then own the infrastructure, water, sewer, stormwater facilities. We would own and maintain, manage the park. But we would sell the lots for development.
Okay. So it's a little bit different model than
what
we do.
Yes.
So the opportunity we're seeing is the partnership with the county would certainly be to help financially, but also expertise. And we've done several very large projects with the county. We work well together. But also in marketing of this property, along with Tricia and Bill and the state, we believe that sets us up with the biggest opportunity to promote and bring those jobs to Western Sussex.
So what kind of job are you talking about?
Well, I can only go off what this customer has done in other locations, and it's really a mix of manufacturing, distribution, all sorts of different companies, large and small. So typically they build a building that's made up of suites, and what they're proposing on this site is a 50,000 square foot building that I believe will have 8 suites. So if a client comes along and needs 3 of them, or the entire building, or just one, they can meet that need.
More questions to council?
Mayor, are you talking about 4 sites or one?
We'd like to get the first 4 sites ready in phase one.
But this developer is interested in 1 or 4?
They're interested. To be honest, they wanted to purchase the entire park, and we sort of held back and said we'll sell half. But they'd like to get the first building up the way they do it and the way they've done it at other facilities and other sites that I've seen. They build one, and then they just continue on after that. So once one fills up, they start the other ones in progress.
And our draft agreement of sale has milestones that we have to meet as well as they have to meet. Mayor referenced a building, so they're going to make an investment. They want to market that, occupy that, and then move on. If they don't move forward, as stated, we have provisions in the agreement to claw that land back and then offer it out for sale.
But your agreement is for 4 pad sites with this developer?
For phase one, but they would also like an option to purchase phase two.
Fantastic.
Right, so the first of it is 50 acres. That's the first half, so pretty much from that bold green line in the center, that whole half parcel, that 50 acres, that's our agreement on phase one, is 50 acres. So right now it's lines on paper. It's one building, 50,000 square feet, but if they land something big, we're very open to changing those lines to bring that big opportunity in. So
I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
Do they? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, again, discussing with your economic development director and along with ours, there's no available space in Sussex County, as you guys are very much aware of. Not everybody can live in Lewis, and we believe Seaford offers a value to businesses and companies and for their employees, and we really believe if we can at least show the opportunity for that building to be built in a short time, that we have done our part together to put the infrastructure in, which is one thing I think government is good at, and allow that private sector company to build it, market it, and get it out there, I think we really stand a great opportunity to grow jobs.
So you're going to blacktop for us, for the developer?
We're going to put in the roads.
Roads and development. I mean, put the blacktop for where the building's going to sit.
We would not do that. No, they would. We make a site shovel-ready, and then they would develop the site. So the parking around the building, that paving, that would be theirs. Just the roads would be the city of Seaford, and we would maintain them into perpetuity.
So you're going to sell all this land. Why do we need so much money to get it built?
Well, the infrastructure is expensive to put the roads in and put the water and the sewer in, gas mains, things of that nature, are where the $1.9 million came from.
Can't get the gas come and put the mains in for ourselves?
I mean, they certainly work with us on projects, but we have to work with them to do it.
I know the gas come to sell natural gas, they put their own lines in.
They do.
Yeah. We're looking at probably a total build out of about $8 million for the whole park.
$8 million?
For all of it.
That's A and B, correct?
That's all of it, correct.
The whole 100 acres?
The whole 100 acres, yes, sir.
Of course, you'll have to come up with $8 million to do that, do you?
We don't need to come up with it today. Again, we're believing that once we get the first building up, it'll fold pretty quick, and yeah, we'll be able to stay ahead of it. It's going to take a tremendous amount of work on our part to stay after getting money, to pull money from our own reserves if we have
so
to make this work.
So you're getting land, right?
Say that
technically, again. You're giving them the land.
No, sir. There's an agreement of sale that has a price per acre for the land that they're buying. Yes, sir.
Any more questions, Council?
What is that price per acre?
Currently, it's $12,000 per acre.
$12,000.
Yes, sir.
So would it make sense to go out to bond on this if you have triple net leases? And
I mean, we haven't looked at the bonding option. We're, as the mayor stated, we're exhausting all of our partnerships for funding. We're trying to do the best we can, yes, sir, rather than take on a long-term debt.
Yeah. One question, Council?
I have one quick question.
Doug.
Are they giving you any indication so far of who might be interested in coming in? I'm sure they just wouldn't build this with no expectations or knowing who they're going to have. Would you think? I don't know much about that kind of stuff, but...
Yeah, we tend to believe that people that are going to invest $4 to $6 million in building either have something up their sleeve or know something or see the potential. Again, I've known of this developer for many years, and they're very successful. The last park I saw them build out took about 15 years, and it's completely full now, and it's a very diverse group of businesses. You know, Seaford's been a one-horse town, and we've been down that road, and it's great when it's great, and it's really, really bad when it's not. I would love to see us attract a lot of businesses, a lot of different businesses, and really build the employment up in Western Sussex and Seaford.
And just to add to that, if you look at the area that this park is in, currently Seaford's home to a FedEx distribution facility that's 101,000 square feet. Dunbar has a location there. Orient Chemical has its Delaware headquarters here. So there's a diverse mix of jobs and businesses in our existing parks. We expect that to continue, as well as provide growth opportunities for existing businesses to want to move up and gain more square footage.
More questions?
Is the other park full now?
Wilson.
We don't. The city of Seaford has no land for sale. This is the only parcels that we have available, and they need to be have infrastructure to be available.
We've tried to market this property for years with no luck. You know, raw land is just not developing. So we're willing to do our part, invest the city's money, as well as trying to partner in any way we can to make this happen.
One thing don't fail, you'll be all right.
Amen.
Which I've seen, which I have saw done in the past.
Any more questions to Council? Thank you very much.
Thank you again
for
your time.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for the presentation. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. We wanted to hear from the mayor and the town manager and economic development director today, give you insight into their proposal and what they're considering. With this information, you all give me a signal on what you'd like to do in the future and when you're ready to bring this back for consideration related to the proposal, and we'll move forward, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is the 2021 holiday and meeting schedule. Give me a moment. Okay, thank you. As in years past, we approved the upcoming year's holiday and meeting schedule for the county council. No changes in our typical schedule for the upcoming year 2021. We will have our traditional holidays. We follow the federal and state holiday schedule. I've listed in a memo in the packet the typical holidays that we will recognize, those being New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Day, Good Friday, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. I've also passed out a schedule that you commonly see us prepare that shows all the county meetings, both Planning and Zoning Commission, Board of Adjustment, and the County Council meetings. But in years past, the schedule will change based on need. If we need to have an extra meeting, the County Council can schedule that. If we need to cancel a meeting due to lack of agenda items, we can do that as well. Tentatively, this follows the same exact pattern that we've been following for the last several years, including some of the known dates where council could potentially be out of chambers, such as our NACO conferences. That may look different this year with COVID. We will wait and see. So, unless there are any other questions, I do have a memo for your consideration related to this schedule and the holiday schedule for 2021.
I'm sure I'm probably confused on this, but I'll ask this question. I see you're showing to be off the 24th and 27th of December. And our holiday is normally Christmas and Christmas Eve, is that correct?
24th and 27th. Yes, it should be the 23rd, 24th,
okay,
yes.
I was going to say, because I thought we'd have the 24th or 25th and the 23rd,
yes.
24th, right?
That is a coloring error. But like this is only a guide. I will change that so that when it is published on our website, it is correct. Thank you for noting.
Sometimes we get things passed and we come back and then it's a big hoorah to change something. So I just thought to ask now while that was a...
Yes, thank you.
The actual holiday would be 23rd, 24th.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Any questions, council? Read your motion, please.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the 2021 county holiday schedule and the 2021 county meeting schedule as presented.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second,
Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
This is 21, right?
Next year, starting January 1st.
Okay. I don't need to vote on this because I'm not going to be here.
Well, I know you're not going to be here, but the rest of employees will be here.
I still don't think I need
to. Okay, that's fine. You can, that's fine. Mr. Burton?
Yes, I'm in favor.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Okay, County Administrator's Report for November 17th. Item 1, the Delaware State Police Year-to-Date Activity Report for October 2020 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 189 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of October. Item 2, Council will not meet next Tuesday, November 24th, during the week of Thanksgiving. County offices will be closed Thursday and Friday, November 26th and 27th. For the Thanksgiving holiday, they will reopen Monday, November 30th at 8:30 a.m. The next regularly scheduled Council meeting will be December 1st at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Gina Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. Today I'm requesting the introduction of the ordinance that was in your packet. It amends the county's pension code, or the pension section of the county code. The ordinance is achieving two goals. It ensures the county's pension plan continues to be considered as a qualified pension plan under the IRS code, which means the county's contribution is not taxable to the employee. And second goal is to require employees hired after December 30th, 2020 to pay a 5% contribution to their pension. And this was presented in the fiscal year 21 budget. I want to be clear that none of these revisions change the benefits that current employees are receiving today. The first goal started back in February of 2019, where we changed the code to follow IRS guidelines. We've been back and forth with the IRS a couple of times. They are asking us questions, and then they asked us if we could add some more language. So they said they will give us a determination letter that we are a qualified plan if we make these revisions. So I just want to go through the revisions to explain why we're adding what we're adding. So the first one is state that qualified military service is deemed an allowable interruption from a continuous service at the county. We already provide this, but they wanted it clearly stated in our code. Next one, state that wages earned while in active deployment are also included in the pension calculation. Our pension is more generous than this. We look at annual salary, not actually earned salary. So again, we're going to include it, but we are more generous than this. State that employees will begin to receive their pensions by the required beginning date, which is generally later than April 1st of the following year, in which they turn age 70 and a half or retire. Again, our retirement date is 62 with 8 years of service, so we do meet this requirement. State any portion of an eligible rollover distribution paid directly to an eligible retirement plan specified by the distribution in a direct rollover. So what this means if somebody has contributed, right now under the 3% requirement that we have, we allow them to roll it over in a qualified plan. We already do this. They're just asking, put it in your code to tell them that you allow this to happen. And then this is the biggest change, I would say, is state what happens if the pension plan is terminated. Our code was silent on this. IRS has required language. So if council were to vote in the future to terminate our plan for whatever reason, what happens to everything that we put away aside? So there is a steps, how you do that, who gets the money. They want to make sure that it goes back to the pensioners is what they want to do, that the county government doesn't take it to make sure that it stays qualified. So there's that section being added. So that's the IRS part. The second goal then is to implement that 5% contribution for new employees that we did discuss in fiscal year 21. It is important to continue to look at how we can sustain our county's pension plan. The county's contribution in fiscal year 2021 budget was approximately $7 million with employee contributions of $225,000. Over time, the 5% employee contribution will help with the sustainability of the plan. Our latest actuary report suggests we contribute 20% of salaries to sustain our pension. As noted, I want to note, as in the memo, 5% is consistent with what other governments in our area are doing. We don't ever want to be non-competitive when it comes to our employees. So you can see Kent County changed their code as the beginning of this year in 2020. It's 5% over 6,000. Newcastle's is slightly different. They have a 3% base salary, no minimum. Sussex County, we had changed ours in 2014 to be 3%, and the state of Delaware changed theirs to 5% in 2012. So this ordinance would move ours to 5% to match the state of Delaware and Kent County. And I can take any questions at this time, and then I have a short title for the introduction.
Question, Council? If you want somebody to read the short title?
I can read the short title. An ordinance to amend Chapter 26 of the Code of Sussex County relating to pension benefits for Sussex County employees regarding employee eligibility and contributions, and to bring the code into compliance with the United States Internal Revenue Code.
I want to introduce that.
I'll introduce
it. Mr. Burton introduced it. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Brandy Allman. Sussex County CARES Act CDBG CV1 Grant Agreement.
Yes. Good morning, members of council. So if you recall, Brad and I have come before you back in June and September to update you about the Supplemental CARES Act funding that the county has been awarded through the Community Development Block Grant Program. We have worked extensively with Delaware State Housing Authority and our legal counsel at Moore & Rutt to review and finalize the contractual documents necessary to execute before the funding can be distributed. So I'm here today to seek approval for a resolution, which was included in your packet for today, that authorizes County Council to enter into an agreement with the Delaware State Housing Authority, as well as individual agreements with our nonprofit subrecipients. So,
you have a motion?
Title, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, a resolution authorizing execution of agreements for the CARES Act CDBG CUV funding.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion?
So this is the previous CARES Act. This isn't.
It's all been the same, but we didn't realize all of the extensive legal work that had to take place to get us to a contract point. So, yeah, it's all the same that we've been discussing. It's just the actual agreement that we're signing.
And we sign it with who?
The Delaware State Housing Authority.
Okay.
And then also we will sign contracts with the nonprofits that we are awarding funding to.
That they'll live up to the CARES
Correct,
Act
yes.
rules and regulations.
Yes, correct, yep.
Okay.
More questions, council?
Thomas Mayor, you know,
Mr. Wilson.
Young men has been off the war. Afghanistan had legs blew off. Are we helping them build their houses?
Huh?
Not with this funding, we are not.
I'm talking about veterans.
Right. Yeah, no, I don't think that's part of this, was it?
It is not.
No.
Veterans not helping?
But they can be assisted with rent and utility payments.
They can do
this
what?
Funding. They can be assisted with their rent and utility payments and food through this funding.
I see a maritime on TV where if sometimes
you close that door, please?
Where had legs completely blew off and had artificial legs and feet put on.
Two different programs.
I just, huh?
That's just different programs.
Tunnel of Towers, and then there's
well,
one of Borders.
Well, I think we got this kind of money, why don't we just give it to them? The people, so these people are able to work. Veterans are certainly not able to work.
I think we're held to guidelines from the Delaware State Housing Authority.
Correct, and then HUD.
The people that's got this the money controls how it's spent.
This is for people that have lost their jobs due to COVID or have lost income due to COVID that
Correct.
They can apply for assistance.
Right. We're funding seven different organizations that are providing these services.
And these people that's got COVID, they really have COVID?
They've been affected by COVID. So they may not have had it, but they may have lost their job.
You can take the mask off, I can hear you better.
Sorry. Just trying to be safe. They may have been affected by COVID, so they could have lost their job or a family member lost their job or...
So how long is this COVID going to last? Since they lost their job.
We have no idea.
I do not know the answer to that.
Would it be out 14 days? That's quarantine time. If they're quarantined for 14 days, we're still going to help build them houses. Huh?
Sam, we're not building houses.
Well,
if you read the memo that came out.
I think that's what.
And list the organizations on there, nobody's building houses.
Nobody's helping. We're feeding them.
Nobody's building houses. We're helping with other things. Maybe pay the rent they couldn't pay or
right.
food they couldn't buy or that kind of stuff.
Yes.
You know, through LARED and Legal Aid Society and Resource Center and La Esperanza, Boys and Girls Club, Love Inc., all those people on that list.
If we're going to help all them people, we're going to have enough money to get around to it.
They had the money, and they gave us a month or so ago a breakdown of how each one got it, what it was, my formula.
Well, I missed the meeting, huh?
No, you were here. You were here. But it's been a while. It's been a while. It wasn't like yesterday we did it. So, any more questions to council? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Not voting.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Andy. Mr. Medlars, hard to believe you're on the agenda today. I do see you're getting smaller in numbers. I mean,
line up yesterday, hundreds of cars, just passing out food, all kinds of stuff. Just getting money away.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, sir.
Council members.
Just all the way down.
Yes, that is a good thing that the numbers are getting a little bit smaller. The first one up today is the Inland Bay's Biosolids and Septage Facilities, change order 8. Let me start on the good news. This project has had its share of problems. The good news is that, you know, it's a two-step project, bio and septage. So septage facilities and the associated scales are working. We're using them. The haulers have been notified. And start of the next year, 2021, this will be the sole facility for Sussex County. For all of our hauling needs, which is great for South Coastal, which is great for Inland Bay. So that particular component actually has been implemented relatively trouble-free. Unfortunately, we can't say the same for the other component, the bio component. And you've touched that a number of times. And let's just put it in big categories. There was the stormwater component, which we all No, but I don't want to talk about it too much more. There was the site component, which has weathered the last two multi-inch year storms. So we can get through a 5-inch rainfall and the site is dry. That's a good thing. But it did take some extra steps, some extra grading, some extra infiltration, etc. So, but that was money well spent and well worth it. Unfortunately, the drying aspect, especially the sludge transportation aspect, has been problematic. We touched it in change order one when the pumps sizes were increased. We touched it again when we changed the piping inside the pump station. And and we're touching it right now again for the third time because we had to change the outside, the underground pump piping to above ground piping because the pumps were tripping out on excessive pressures. So
I didn't hear that last word.
The pumps were tripping out. The pumps were literally tripping out on their breakers over excessive pressure. So we made some executive decisions about 10 days ago. It is underway. We have reason to believe we will be restarting ahead of schedule this week and operating through the end of this year, weather permitting. So that brings us to the drying component, which is the thermal piping. And I don't like to include pictures, but I did put these in sort of, it's worth a lot of words. You saw what happened when we started up first. You saw what happened when we restarted. And we believe we have most of the coating, which delaminated off these pipes, out of the system. We're running again tomorrow just to see whether we get any more of these chips out of there. And we are awaiting the analysis of the thermal fluid. I very much hope that there's no impact on that fluid based on the chemical components of the coating system. We is the finance director and the engineer, are evaluating our options with regard to this particular change order and the one we had to do to get the sludge piping modified. And that is very much under consideration, and you will be hearing from us on a closeout on that. But for the time being, two things had to be done. Obviously, the thermal piping had to be fixed. And we wanted to run further into the winter season. You know, the building cannot be enclosed, and it was never intended to be enclosed. And that has to do with fire regulations. But we want to put up a very similar to a freezer curtain at one end, which would allow us extended period during sort of weather of December weather, which is going to be very crucial for next month, so we can run longer into December to reduce our sludge pile. We believe, again, Ms. Jennings and I believe, that the curtain is well worth its money for no other reason but to reduce our DSWA sludge drop-off bills for that month, and then we preserve our storage component in the storage shed. So I'm here with a change order request. I'm also telling you I will be back. Twice.
Don't disappoint us.
I will be back two more times. Closing on a good note, we're still reasonable within the change order percentages, but some of these numbers are unexpected and will require further investigation. Yeah. That's where we are today.
Yeah, do you have a motion?
I do have a motion for consideration.
Some questions, I'm sure.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number 8 for contract number 18-19 Inland Base Regional Wastewater Facility, Regional Biosolids and Septage Facilities be approved, increasing the contract amount by $105,538.94 for a new contract total of $14,070,621.37.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second,
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Mr. Burton.
Are you replacing the thermal pipes or just flushing?
They're out. They had to be replaced.
Is that because of the liner?
The delamination was not 100%. So there was pieces of the coating left on the pipe. We tried to wire brush it out, and it wouldn't come out. So the chance for it to come out later when we heat up again, and then we have to start over all over again, was not worth the risk. The actual associated cost of the piping is small compared to the labor. So by having to do it twice would have defeated the purpose. So the county engineer made an executive decision to get rid of the pipe.
So the difference between the picture of October 5th and 6th and November 3rd, that's the wire brushing?
The October picture shows actually a picture of the inside of the pipe once we took a fitting out just to see how it looked. The picture in November is what was left of just the chips which we could not flush out of the system, which then accumulated in the strainer. We couldn't continue the run on November because at that point the sludge got stuck in the piping and the pump stripped out, and I can't run the heaters and the fluid piping without moving material through the dryer. And these chips are stuck in the dryer, because not in the piping, because we took all the piping out. The chips are actually in the dryer unit.
And they're left over from the bad pipes.
From the October incident, yes.
Okay. What causes the delamination?
The coating was not sufficient to stand up to the temperature. And there's no two ways to, there's no different way to say it.
When you say it had to do with COVID?
More questions to council?
No.
So how old are these pipes?
They're brand new. I will be back.
Okay.
Right now, councilman, the objective is to get the system up and running and get the process to be substantially complete.
You don't think they're defective, it's just that they were pushed over their capacity or their ability to, or what, I mean, what do you?
They were the wrong pipes.
They were going, what, run the wrong way?
They were the wrong pipes.
Wrong pipe.
That's on us.
Maybe
it's on who designed it.
There is.
The engineering firm. Maybe
there is a.
I would think, I don't know.
The council president is correct. There's a multifaceted responsibility which we will have to weigh very carefully before this is all over.
Engineers don't make mistakes. What are you talking
about? We just got to get it fixed.
Today's objective is.
It's just got to be done.
Yeah, I mean, we have to do that regardless. I mean, but.
Because we can't. If we step back and say, well, let's wait a year until we sort this all out.
No.
The disposal cost is running in excess of $100,000 a month.
Right.
So.
We need to get it fixed.
Yeah. Okay, any more questions to council?
How much is it going to cost to run a month? $100,000?
Right now, the delay costing us $100,000 in disposal costs a month.
Yeah. So how much cost?
Time is of the essence, and that's why we're here.
So how much money do you need? $70,000?
70 for the pipe replacement and 20 some for the curtain, which allows us to extend our runtime, which we will recover this year.
Right.
Just by running longer.
Yeah, it's all too much work, so we're getting done right away.
The curtains will probably buy us about 3-4 weeks a year.
It's good.
Of runtime.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have a yes. Next, sir.
Next one is somewhat more straightforward. The Mulberry Knoll, I gave you the history, how Mulberry Knoll was created. You know much about it. How it was approved, how the funding was done, how long it took to get the funding, how difficult the funding breakdown was because of the large percentage of loan forgiveness. And we also put in there a lot of discussion in my memo, as well as the engineer's recommendation on how competitive the market is, but also how pricey the market is. You can see we got a lot of bids, a lot of interest, but the number is over our estimates, because of the high demand on these utility services today. And in this competitive environment, we were teetering on should we recommend to throw out the bids and start over because we believe there would be a better price to be had. But in discussions with the contractors, the engineers, and the funding agencies, we all concurred that the award is in the project's best interest. And this is a two-pronged project, pump station and transmission first, collection system second. But we all understand if this competitive environment where there's so much demand for these services does not change, which we do not expect it to change, which is a good thing for Sussex County, that we will see a cost overrun in the collection phase, which we discussed with the funding agency. So eyes wide open, contingent upon the concurrence of the state funding agency. So they will concur in your award before we give the contractor the notice to proceed. And then we will try to value engineer as much as we can into the collection system, but in the end, the bidding for the collection system will be what it is, and there will be additional monies needed to complete the project. So that's item one. If you so choose fit, yeah.
Sure. Well, as you said, it's a double-edged sword. The good thing is there's so much business out there, which means things are moving. The bad news is it costs more money.
A lot of the utility contractors have mobilized into Sussex County. We're seeing people bidding on these jobs we haven't seen in many years. But it also means they're here because there's a lot of work here.
Sure.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract S20-14, Mulberry Knoll Pump Station and Force Main be awarded to Teal Construction Incorporated for their total bid of $1,368,000, even contingent upon concurrence of the state funding agency.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next one deals with the contract administration. Normally, you see us bring forward construction administration and inspection. Given the tight money situation, in our discussions with the state, we had agreed that we would contribute inspection services to this project. We have an inspector, full-time inspector, already on our Herring Creek project about 5 miles down the road. So this is not an insurmountable task. That inspection service in Herring Creek under the contract one, which was the pump station contract, is provided in conjunction with the consultants, Whitman and Record. So there's a little bit of leeway. That same inspector also works on a Delta job, Route 24, where we're doing the inspection for the Force Main relocation, which is done under the Delta contract, which they do as a Delta project to move our Force Main out of the Route 24 paved cross section. So, in essence, the gentleman would be inspecting in Herring Creek, on his way up, look at the Delta job, swing into Mulberry Knoll, and back. So he will be performing this function pretty much on a daily basis over the course of the next year. So it worked out. It's a good thing. We're contributing towards the project bottom line, and we have reduced services from our consultants for just administration, which is meetings, shop drawing reviews, submittals, change orders, etc. So you see a very much reduced scope versus the bigger scopes you used to see.
Okay. Yeah, motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that amendment number 3 to the 5-year miscellaneous engineering services agreement with KCI Technologies Incorporated be approved in the amount not to exceed $42,300 for as needed construction phase services related to project S20-14 Mulberry Knoll Pump Station Enforcement.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
is the user Wilson paying for all this?
The users of the Mulberry Knoll Sewer District area will be paying for this.
So they are paying for it?
Yes, 100%.
More questions?
I thought they ran out of money first before now.
Okay, we'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will yet motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Ms. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. First request is Greater Lewis Community Village. They're requesting $3,000 to assist older adults with aging in place with dignity and independence. For example, this nonprofit provides transportation to medical appointments, assisting with home repairs, and running errands for at-risk seniors. Last grant received was $2,000 from Mr. Burton, and Mr. Burton placed on the agenda.
Burton.
I had a pretty good conversation with this operation, and I think the services that they're providing are just unbelievable. So my grant would be $3,000.
Your council bank account?
In my council bank.
Motion Mr. Burton to grant $3,000 of his council bank account to Greater Lewis Community Village for operating and equipment expenses. Seconded by Mr. Wilson.
Oh,
thank you.
I'm sorry.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Burton?
Yes.
I will yet motion carry. Next.
Okay, the next one, Good Samaritan Aid Organization is requesting $1,000 for their annual Christmas outreach for families in need. The outreach has been in operation for over 25 years and will serve over 200 families throughout the Laurel community. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 each from Mr. Vincent and Mr. Riley. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
And the request for how much money?
$1,000.
You want to do the same thing, Mr. Riley?
Yep.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to grant $1,000 to the Good Samaritan Aid Organization for Christmas outreach for families in need in the Laurel area, being $500 from my council bank account and $500 from Mr. Riley's council bank account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yet motion carried. Next.
Okay, last one. Autism Delaware is requesting $2,000 for their annual fundraiser. Cancellation of major fundraising events such as the Balloon Jean Ball has dramatically decreased revenue. Closed schools, businesses, and support services have compounded the needs and anxiety of individuals affected by autism. Last grant received was $2,000, which was $400 from each council member. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Want the same thing?
I recommend.
Okay, we're doing the same thing.
I'm in.
$400 each. Okay. We'll make that motion. Somebody.
I will make.
Mr. Burton makes a motion.
Second.
Second.
Hudson second the motion to grant $2,000 to the Autism Delaware for Blue Jean Ball fundraiser, being $400 from each council MAC account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried. Thank you, Gina.
Thank you.
Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore.
Yes. Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. President. The first is an ordinance amendment future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel number 235-13-29, 235-13-29.01, and 235-14 parcel 570.
Whose district?
It doesn't say whose district that is in. It's part of the map, change the map.
I'll alert it.
Mr. Hudson, introduce it. Next.
The next one is in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a real estate business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.709 acre more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton introduces it.
And the last one is in Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily, 41 units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 20.91 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduced it.
And that is all, Mr.
Thank
President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments. Anyone? Council member comments. Okay. I guess we certainly would hope everybody has a nice Thanksgiving. All the employees enjoy their time off with their families. And this year, obviously, going to be a little smaller than before. I guess you can't have big gatherings unless you have it in shifts. I guess Mr. Riley could do that with his large gathering.
Multiple shifts.
There you go. But certainly wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy the time off, employees, to enjoy your family and friends. And then motion to go to executive session for pending litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton. I vote yes. We're now in executive session for those two items downstairs. Mr. Carlson, going downstairs.
Yes, sir.